You can have the gift of tongues. You can have the gift of prophecy. Amen. Though you have the gift of prophecy, and you can understand all mysteries in verse 2, but and you can have faith. Though you have faith, but if you don't have love. This is amazing, because this lets us know that love is irreplaceable. Love is irreplaceable. I don't care how gifted you are. Amen. You can speak in other languages. Amen. I don't care if you're able to foretell the future. Paul says if this ingredient is missing, then you are, amen, you're in trouble. It's irreplaceable. It's an irreplaceable. There's no substitute for love. We got to have it. There's no substitute for love. And he says, though I have faith, amen, I have faith to move mountains, but I have not love. He says, I'm nothing. I'm able to bestow all of my goods to feed the poor. Amen. And though I give my body to be burned, but I have not, I don't have love, it profiteth me nothing. Well, what does this say about this, about the fact that love is irreplaceable? You speak in tongues, you give prophecies, you have faith, you are able to move mountains, you, amen, are able to give to the poor, and you are able to give your body to be burned. Think about that. I can give my body in verse 3 to be burned. Amen. Would you give your body to be burned for somebody? That would be a good act, wouldn't it? I mean, to say you love somebody enough that you are going to be a martyr and you're gonna lay down your body for somebody else's life. But the Bible says, even if you gave your body for somebody else's life, if you don't have love, as heroic that as that was, you still are in trouble. What is he telling us this morning? He's telling us that we got to have love. Love is irreplaceable. And it lets me know what he says is, notice he says that if I give my body, If I speak in other tongues and don't have love, then I'm just become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. In other words, you're just making a lot of noise. Amen. You can be speaking in tongues and no love in your heart. There you are flowing in a gift. And he says, you're just making a lot of noise. If you don't have love. Corinthians, it doesn't matter how gifted you are. You better make sure that in all your getting that you have love. There are some things you cannot afford to be without. Do I give prophecies? I can tell the future and I have all knowledge. And I have faith, and I can even say to this mountain, go into the sea. Amen. That would be interesting. That would be very impressive. But if you ain't got love, amen, I am nothing. Amen. If I don't have love. Now, notice what he said at the end of verse 2. He says, and I normally don't bite off this much of scripture. Amen. I'm trying to work on another sermon over there and one here too, and I just need to slow something down. But the thing is that he says that I am nothing. He didn't say I don't have nothing. Huh? He didn't say I don't have nothing. He said I am nothing. Amen. You have a gift, but he didn't say you don't have nothing. He says I am nothing. And if you notice in verse 3, he says, I can do all this giving and give my body to be burned. And if I don't have love, that profiteth me nothing. That means that it's of no value. And he says that it does not profit me. It does not change who I am. What I do does not change who I am. Because you can do some good things and you still not be good. You can do some great acts, but and still not be. And that's important because there are a lot of people who are at church. They're doing good things. But if you don't have love in your heart, what you do don't change who you are. He said at the end of verse 2, I am nothing. Doesn't mean I don't have nothing. It doesn't mean that I don't do nothing. But it does not change who I am. If there is no love, then there is no value in what I do. Without love, it steals the value out of what I do. Love is something that is irreplaceable. There is no substitute for love. There's no substitute for it in a relationship. There's no substitute for it in race. There's no substitute for it in religion. You must have this ingredient of love. Amen, amen. And then he goes on to tell you what love does. And it lets us know how important love is. In verse 4, he said, love suffereth long. Amen. Love is, that means that love will put up with me. Amen. Love will make you put up with me. Huh? That's what love does. Amen. Love gives me patience. And love is kind to me. Amen. So you think about a lot of people, they must not have no love. If they won't put up with you. Love, amen, is not envious. Love envies not. It's not jealous of someone because they got something you don't have. Amen. That's not love. And it does not puff itself up. It's not only not full of pride, but it doesn't puff itself up. Love is not conceited. Love, amen, does not behave itself, in verse 5, unseemly. That word means love is not rude. You know, in a rude people, it says love is not rude. Love is not selfish. It does not seek her own. And it's not easily ticked off. Have we got a witness? I said it's not easily ticked off. It says that, so in verse number 5, it says that it is not easily provoked. That's just the way that love is. And it says in verse 5, from Eugene Peterson, says, does not force itself on others. It's not always me first. And it does not fly off the handle. Love does not fly off the handle. Love is not easily angered. Because why? Because if you got the Holy Spirit, it gives you what? Temperance. Self-control. You can control yourself. You do it at work. Why can't you do it at your home, at your family? You do it in your house. A lot of folk try to get away with this. They know where to act up. They have you thinking that they just can't control themselves. But you put them in the right situation. You start messing with their paycheck. They know how to be quiet. They know how to go to lunch and come back on time. The boss can tell them something they don't like. They know how to be quiet and bite their tongue. But yet, when it comes to the Lord, I wish I had a witness. Love. The Holy Spirit gives me self-control. That's what temperance is. Self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. Amen. And it gets to the word temperance. If you got Jesus, you ought to be able to control yourself. God says that I ought to have, I ought to not, Eugene Peterson say, fly off the handle. Amen. Amen. You don't fly off the handle at work. The truth of the matter is that God says that when you really have love in your heart, it tells us that love never fails. Love never fails. It tells us here that love beareth all things. It believeth all things. Amen. Amen. It in verse number 7, it says that love hopeth all things. It endures all things. Have we got a witness? Love is powerful. Amen. I need somebody that's got love in their heart. We need love in the world. Amen. Because love is something that can make our lives better. Love is something that can keep us under control. Amen. You don't need no class. You need love. You don't need a different partner. You need love. You don't need more money. Whatever it is that ticks you off. What you really need is that ingredient of love. We got to have love. Love is not selfish. It's not me first. In verse 5, where it talks about, amen, love thinketh not, amen, it is not easily provoked. It seeketh not her own. Love is not just looking out for me. Love is looking out for somebody else. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Love does not, amen. Verse 6 tells us that love does not rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth. Love rejoices, does not rejoice in iniquity. That word rejoice in iniquity means that love does not grovel. G-R-O-V-E-L. Love does not grovel. Amen. That means that love is not somebody that will be satisfied with injustice. It means that love is not satisfied with somebody licking somebody's boots. Love is not satisfied. Amen. 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 With somebody who kowtows. Love rejoices in the truth. And love will stand up. That's what those forefathers did a long time ago. Amen. They stood up. And they had love in their hearts. And love would not let them be ran over. And it's the one that stood up that God was able to use to bring us out. You got to have love. Love, it means not to rejoice when wrong is being done. Love means that it does not tolerate moral wrongness. Love is something that we must have. What the world needs now? We don't need no more money. We don't need no more things. What we need is love. And more love. And how many of y'all know where love came from? Now, God is love. I didn't look that up. 1 John 4:8. God is love. It is not that God has love or God knows how to love. But how many of y'all know that God is love? And if you don't love, you may not have God. You may be a have not. You've been going to church, doing a lot of good deeds, but you may be a have not. You're looking good. Have we got a witness? But there's nothing on the inside called love. Have we got a witness? You got to have love to make the church work. You got to have love to make the ministry work. You got to have love to make the marriage work. It's not the makeup that makes the marriage. It's not the clothes that make the marriage. It's not the money that makes the marriage. It's the love that makes the marriage. And where do I get it from? I get the love from Jesus. Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus, when I was sinking deep in sin, what was it that lifts me up? Love lifted me. For God so loved the world. I wish I had a witness. He so loved the world. He was so in love with us. Love rescued me. Love saved us. Love brought us out. Because God so loved. It's one thing to love, but it's another thing to so love. I wish I had a witness. It's one thing to be mad, but it's another thing to be so mad. It means you getting on my last nerve. And I'm so glad that God so loved. He was so in love. It went so deep that I was sinking deep in sin. Far from the peace for sure. Very deeply stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. But since he had a soul love, he reached way down. Way down through my drinking. Way down through my pot smoking. Way down through my clubbing. Way down through my bad attitude. He so loved me. How many of y'all know that we need that love? Love lifted me. Have I got a witness? When nothing, God didn't fall out with me. When I didn't deserve it. When I was doing wrong. God so loved. And it's eternal. It said that love never fails. In verse 8. It means that love never dies. Love is eternal. It says one thing about faith. The Bible says faith. Now abides faith. Hope. In verse 13. And love. Now faith is good. Hope is good. Have I got a witness? I can't get to heaven without faith. But love. Give me somebody to have faith in. Faith believes. Hope expects. Hope is good. Hope means that I'm not going to give up because I expect change. Is there anybody in here that have given up hope? They said, I've been dealing this for so long, I'm just done gave up. I don't even believe nothing is going to change. I'm just going to give up and throw in the towel. Hope says, don't do it. Faith believes God can do it. But hope expects God's going to do it. If you don't have no expectation, the Bible says, Martin Luther King says, when you lose hope, you die. But I found something that's greater than hope. It's called love. It's God's unconditional love. Love is the greatest. Because I gotta have something to have faith in. I gotta have something to give me hope toward. And that's called love. And if you want love in your heart, you can only get it from Jesus. Because it was his love that lifted me. I don't want a friend without love. I don't want stuff without love. I don't want a partner without love. I don't even want a church that don't have no love in it. It's love that holds it all together. Love never dies. Love is God's nature. Have I got a witness? And when I get born again, I get his love. It was love that brought me out. Love won't turn his back on me. Love won't write me off. I need love. Do you need it? Do you have it? I'm talking about God's kind of love. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Stand to your feet and give Lord, the Lord a hand of praise. Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your love. We know that it was love that held you on the cross. It was not the nails. What made you stick to that cross? Love is a bonder. Love is a binder. Love keeps families together. Love keeps churches together. Love held you on the cross. You so loved the world that you would not come down. You could have called angels to deliver you from that cross. But I would imagine that you looked and peeked out and saw the world. You saw all these people in this church. You saw Faustin in the pulpit. You saw Sherry in the choir stand. You saw Deacon Mack in the audience. And you said, well, I think I better stay up here. Somebody else needs my love. I don't think I'm going to come down. Angels, I don't want you to come all the way down from heaven and deliver me. Because Chevelle needs me. They need my love. They're gonna need somebody to erase their mistakes. I don't think I'm gonna come down from the cross. Love, let them pierce me in the side. It was nothing but love. They let them put a crown of thorns on my head. Love, thank you, Jesus. You may not get a Valentine's card. You may not get no candy. You may not get no flowers. But we know that your blood means that you love us. You don't have to send us nothing. You already sent yourself. You came all the way down. Thank you, Jesus. When nothing else would help, love. Thank you, Jesus. If there's somebody that don't know you and they need some love, they need to know that Jesus is available right now. For God so loved that he gave. Not just for the black or the white. Not just for the Hispanics. Not just for the Asian American. Not just for the Japanese, not just for the Chinese, not just for the black folk, but God so loved the whole wide world that he gave Jesus, suspended between heaven and earth, arms open wide, saying, come get my love. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Receive it by faith. I wouldn't come down because of you. I stayed there for you. Now come and get your love. Come and get your love. I've been rescued by love. Thank you, Jesus.
If there's somebody that don't know you, you need to say yes to the Master. Heads are bowed, hands are joined. Look inside. Have you received the love of God? Have you received His Valentine's gift? God said, I've got some love I want to give you. It's not in the form of flowers or candy, but it's the greatest thing on earth. It's greater than the greats. It's greater than faith. It's greater than hope. Jesus is the greatest thing that ever happened. In the name of Jesus, receive it by faith. In the name of Jesus, let us all say amen. And give the Lord a hand of praise, a thank you, a Super Bowl praise. All those folk that were dignified were on their feet. Nobody was in there talking about, you don't have to do all that. But when somebody made a touchdown, the stadium went wild. And we need to go wild for Jesus. Amen. The door is open. If you haven't received that love, if you're sinking and you never said yes, the door is open. We're waiting for you to receive His love. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. The door is open. If God has spoken,